with Barnes County Highway Road Superintendent Kerry Johnson. We're here out on Barnes County Road 19, which is, shall we say, a mile or so to the northwest of the fish hatchery where the culvert had washed out. This really, as I take a look at this, Kerry, this is a very, very big project for this culvert replacement here.
Yeah, this was, it was unexpected to start with. So it wasn't like there was plans ready or anything. And we started the same day that the culvert washed out. Went forward trying to find another pipe. 84-inch pipe is not something that is just laying around. We're able to secure a pipe down in South Dakota and get it shipped up. The end sections took 3 weeks to get made. We immediately went to work trying to develop a set of plans. And, you know, you got to get bidders. There's legal rules to follow for the bidding and all of that. So it did take a little time. But, you know, we're at about 5 weeks from when it washed out. And they're getting close. So that's really pretty fast for a project this size. There's water to be diverted. It's a big pipe. It's not nothing small. You walked around there, Steve, got some pictures. It's not just a fill-in-the-hole kind of project.
It's kind of a tough call as to when it's going to be ready.
Yeah, we've been pushing them hard to try to get it open for the last big weekend of the summer. And I know they're going to continue to try, and we're going to push hard. And, you know, there's a slight possibility that it could be open but not paved by Friday.
And you were really fortunate, too. You told me that 100% of this is being the county. It's 100%. The county doesn't have to pay for this particular temporary fix.
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. This we were able to once again secure some ER, some emergency funding, some disaster funding for this, and the emergency work, which this part is considered, is funded at 100%. So any work we have done through next Saturday is 100%. Now we are looking at, after doing the hydraulics and analyzing this whole site, this 84-inch pipe is undersized. What needs to go in here is a box culvert. So we are going to move forward and design a box, and eventually, probably next fall, this whole thing will come out and a box culvert will go in, and then we'll reuse this pipe at another location. So, and that whole project would be at an 80-20. When it's all said and done, I know the pain of the detours and all of that, but we'll have a concrete box culvert in this site, and I'm going to estimate the whole thing will cost maybe $100,000-$120,000 local, which is still pretty good for our last box culvert was 300 and some thousand, and we paid 100% of that. It's nice to be able to find the funding for these kind of projects too.